Okay, today's daf is Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes, and today we're going to discuss the sugya of Over Lasi Yasan, as the Gemara tells us here on Daf Lamed Tes of an Aleph, among the four or five places in Shas where this comes up, and that is Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kala Mitzvahs Kulan, Mevarech Alein Over Lasi Yasan. All mitzvahs, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah, Over Lasi Yasan. And the Gemara always quotes a couple of psukim. For the source of this, how do you know the word over means beforehand? So we have three different psukim quoted. But that's the rule. Shmuel says mitzvahs have to be, the bracha has to be made over Lasi Yasan. And the question that we're going to deal with is, why is this? We know Chazal or Misakein, Birchos HaMitzvah, a bracha relating to the mitzvah. We discussed last week the relationship between a birchas hamitzvah and the mitzvah itself. We discussed that could it ever be that a bracha could be ma'akev? We saw that from the Tosafos HaRashi and Maseches Brachos and the discussion. We also mentioned then the comment of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We say, well, maybe that's important for the Over Lasi Yasan sugya, and that's what we're going to do today. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you remember from Daf Tesvav, pointed out that Rashi says there in Brachos Daf Tesvav, Amud Aleph, Rashi says that he quotes the idea that the Gemara says there, brachos are drabanan, and the Gemara, Rashi there quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Zayin, which is also our Gemara, that all mitzvot, you make a bracha over Lasi Yasan. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger noted, why is Rashi quoting that Gemara? What does over Lasi Yasan has to do with brachos drabanan? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger noted, because the Gemara there sounds like that there's a havamina that brachos can be so important that they can be ma'akiv the mitzvah. That's what it sounds like, and that's what the Tosafos HaRashi says there. That bracha sometimes can be so important, it can withhold the mitzvah if I don't make the bracha. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's only true if you would hold over Lasi Yasan. If you would say you make the bracha before the mitzvah, then you could say, oh, maybe if you don't make the bracha, then you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. But if you would make the bracha afterwards, then for sure not. Once you did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. But what does that comment reflect? That there's something important about over Lasi Yasan. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, only if you would say over Lasi Yasan would we say that the bracha might be ma'akev the mitzvah. So what is it about over Lasi Yasan that makes it so crucial? So there is a fundamental machlokas rishonim in this sugya, and that is between the Rambam and the Or HaZeruah. The Or HaZeruah says that over Lasi Yasan is important, but it's not crucial. And even if it's la'achar Lasi Yasan, then you could still make the bracha. That is the shita of the Or HaZeruah. Even if I already finished the mitzvah, I took off my tefillin, I could then say the bracha on tefillin after I finish doing the mitzvah. That's the shita of the Or HaZeruah. Hilchas Kriyashma, he says, he brings rayas, the dresser brings rayas from the Gemara, the end of Maseches Pesachim. He says, Ukilo kedivri Arav Moshe ben Maimon. Not like the Rambam. Right, the Rambam's shita, as we'll see in a second, is you miss it, you miss it. You finish the if you're still doing the mitzvah, then you can still make the bracha. But if I finish the mitzvah, then I can no longer make the berachas mitzvah. Berachas mitzvah is only before or during. Says the Or HaZeruah, I think you can do it afterwards. Hecha sheshachach. This is the in Hilchos Kriyashma Simen Chaf Hei. Hecha sheshachach levarech over Lasi Yasan yivarech acharkach. You can make it after. You can make the bracha afterwards. Make the bracha afterwards. Basheki brachas a mitzvah. Hold the einach hareha bracha. Ema filo achar maisa yachzar v'yivarech. You can make the bracha afterwards. That's okay. Where does he get this from? And he says this by various mitzvahs. He says it by he argues on the Rambam by marriage. The Rambam says you make a bracha before you get married. The Rambam holds that getting married is a mitzvah, and making the bracha birchas kiddushin is a birchas a mitzvah. And if you already got married and if you got to make the bracha, right? The chasam was so nervous. He forgot to make the bracha. He just said, how are you? Mekudeshesli. He put the ring on. He's like, oh, I forgot the brachas. Too late. Too late, says the Rambam, because you already did the mitzvah. Masha'enkein, according to the Or HaZeruah. What is the Or HaZeruah? Quotes, there is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and the question is how you read it. How do you read this Gemara? So the Gemara tells us in Brachos, on Daf Nun Aleph, the end of the seventh parak, the Gemara asks, Boy Menei Merav Chizda, Misha'achal Vishasa, V'lo Birech, if somebody ate and drank and did not make the bracha, can he then be chozer mivarech? So it's unclear. What's the pashas of the Gemara? Sounds like, can he make the bracha after he finished eating? This is about berachas ananin. This is not about berachas mitzvah yet. Berachas ananin. I had a drink and I'm finished the drink. Can I make a bracha, a berachas ananin, not a bar nefashos? Can I make a berachas ananin after I finished eating? That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like the question is. And that's the Rashi. La'achar achila v'shasiya. That's what Rashi says. After eating and drinking, can I then make the bracha? If you look at the gra on that Rashi, the gra changes it to be'emsa achila v'shasiya. The gra can't even fathom a havamina, that you can make a berachas anen and after you ate. It can't even be the Gemara asking that question. Be'emsa, in the middle, then you can talk about it. Which is an interesting havamina itself. According to the Gra, there's a havamina that once you started eating and you're in the middle, it's too late. Even if you're in the middle, that's the question. Can you still make the bracha in the middle? But the pashas of the Gemara and Rashi says, not after you started eating, but after you finished. But that's the question. Can you make the bracha afterwards? So Amar Lahu, Rav Chisda answers, Mishaachal shum v'recho nodef, yachzer v'yochal shum acher, kadei she'ei recho nodef. If you ate garlic and your breath stinks, should you eat more garlic to make your breath stink more? Meaning, what's the mashal? The mashal is you did one thing wrong, you didn't do something else wrong. So what's the other thing wrong? Every line of this Gemara can be interpreted different ways. What does that mean? So one way is that you messed up, you didn't say a bracha beforehand. What, you're not going to say a bracha now? Of course say a bracha. What, you're going to do something else wrong? Or the opposite. You already did one thing wrong and you didn't make the bracha. Now you're going to make a bracha afterwards. That's worthless. It's too late. Don't make a bracha levatala. How do you read this Gemara? But Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Hilkach afilu gamar sudaso yachzor v'yivarech. Ravina says, even after you finish, you make the bracha. What's his raya? The bracha on tevila. Ditanya tava va'ala, omer baliyaso, baruch asher kodeshanu mizav sivanu ala tevila. Because we know, when you go in the mikvah, you make the bracha afterwards. Make the bracha afterwards. So that's somehow a raya to bring a bracha after you eat. The Gemara here is comparing birchas hamitzvah to birchas nehenin. One final line. There's four lines of the Gemara. We could have a few shiur on these lines, but we're just going to go in and out. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You can't compare the two. Velohi, hasam, by tevila, you know, like you make the bracha afterwards, me'ikara gavra lochazi. Because the person is not ra'ui. The person is either tamei or not Jewish, if it's tefila's ger. You can't make the bracha before and by tefila. And that's why you have to make it afterwards. Hacha meikara gavra chazi. But here by nanin, the person is ra'ui. V'hova idchi idchi. It's just that it was pushed aside. The Gemara ends up being mechalik between berachas abitza and berachas nanin. But the question is this a fundamental distinction or not? Is the Gemara saying, totally don't compare them? That's like, I don't know how you even thought of that. Or, it's not the fundamental chilik. The Arzarua learns this Gemara as, it's not so inappropriate to make the bracha afterwards. Not so inappropriate. After all, you compare it to tefillah. He doesn't focus on so much on the last line of the Gemara. He focuses on the second to last line of the Gemara. Just like by tefillah you can make it afterwards, so too by brachas. Not by Nanin. Lomaisa, you can't make it by Nanin, but what do you see from here? He quotes this, the Gemara is quoted by tefillah, but the Arzarua says, that's an exception that does Mora on the rule. Just like by tevilah, you make it afterwards, so do by other berachas and mitzvah too. And that's the Arzarua. The Rambam says, that's the only exception in the rule. The Rambam in Ilchas Bracha says, no, that's the only one that's different. The Gemara quotes that, that's true. And that's what the Gemara means in the last line. Don't talk to me about tevilah. Okay, he's not Jewish, or he's Tommy, he can't make the bracha. But otherwise, of course, you have to make the bracha beforehand. So that's the Rambam in Ilchas Brachas. In Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, no, there are no other exceptions. Says the Rambam. Ha'osa mitzvah v'lo birech. If somebody does a mitzvah, does not make a bracha. Im mitzvah shadayin asiyasa kayemes. If he's still making the bracha, still doing the mitzvah mevarech. Achar asiyah. If you're still doing the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. V'im davar sha'avarhu enim avarech. But if it's done, it's done. Ketzad harish esatif petzitzes o shalavash tefillin o sheyasha besukkah v'lo birech tchila. Somebody's still wearing tzitzes, tefillin, still sitting in the sukkah, and he didn't make the bracha. Choser umavarech achash esatif asher kadoshanu mizav v'sivanu l'tadei petzitzes v'chin mavarech achash shalavash asher kadoshanu mizav v'sivanu l'niyat tefillin v'yachar sheyasha asher kadoshanu mizav v'sivanu leishi besukkah v'chin kol kayasa be'elu. You're allowed to make the bracha while you're doing the mitzvah. You might have thought you have to do it beforehand. No, you can even make it during. Aval im shachat below bracha. You did a shechita. Now it's done. Einu chozer achar shechita. Umevarech asher kadoshanu mizav v'sivanu ala shechita. V'chin im kisa adam below bracha. You did kisi adam. Or hefesh chumas and maizrus. So in all those cases, you don't make the bracha. And then the Rambam says, And he even says, Taval, by a regular, the Rambam Shita. Machlok is showing him. A person who's Tameh, can he make the bracha? The Rambam says, yeah, you make the bracha beforehand. The Rambam says, Ein lecha mitzvah, shemevarchan aleha acharas yasa la'olam ela tvilas hager. Sheinu yachal lomar sheker eshanu v'zivanu shadayin lo neskadeish v'lo netzava. Achitpol, he's not Jewish yet. So you can't make the bracha. That's the only exception in the rule, says the Rambam. You got to work out the other few exceptions that we have, lamaisa. What about Alakas Neir Shabbos? What about Natilas Yadayim? What about, you have to work all those out. But the Rambam says those aren't exceptions. You got to work those out. How you make the bracha there. But this is the machlokas we've shown in between the Rambam and the Arzaruah, whether you can make a bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah, afterwards or not. So what is the nukunis of machlokas between them? Is there a fundamental difference in understanding between what the purpose of a birchas ha-mitzvah is? The Rambam says it has no purpose afterwards. Right? Birchas ha-mitzvah has to be done beforehand. While the Arzaruah says it should be done beforehand. The Arzaruah holds like the Gemara over Lasiasan that you should do it beforehand, but you can do it afterwards too. Maybe the Arzaruah is holding. I agree with the Rambam, but there's another aspect also of the mitzvah. You have to do it before, you should do it beforehand for certain reasons, but you can also do it afterwards. So how do you understand? So based on that Gemara that we just read, in Brachas and Afnun Aleph, Birchas Hananin. So we've had Shirim about this before. What is the Birchas Hananin? So that's pretty clear that a Birchas Hananin is a matir. Is a matir. I have to make the Birchas Hananin for sure has to be done beforehand. Nobody says that after, or no, it's not the accepted shita, let's say, that after I drank something and I finished drinking, I can make a shahakal. Right? Why Birchas Hananin? Because the nature of the Hananin seems to be matir. Seems to be that is what allows me to partake. It's a matir, right? That's the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says, "Oser lehanos ben olam hazeh b'lo bracha." It's oser to get benefit from this world without a bracha, and therefore, once I make the bracha, then I'm allowed to get benefit. And if I don't make a bracha, I'm stealing. That's the Gemara. Kan lefnei bracha, kan la'achar bracha. That's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey in Maseches Brachos. Right? Kolanenim olam hazeh b'lo bracha, kilu mal, kilu nenim yikachei shemayim. I'm getting enough from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when I'm not supposed to. So, Birchas Hananin is matir. And that's why you have to make the Birchas Hananin before you eat, before I drink, and before I smell. Well, why? Because it's matir. I have to basically ask permission by recognizing that Hashem is the source of all Hana. So as long as I do that beforehand, that's what I have to do. And that's why matir, it has to be beforehand. So the question is, what about Birchas HaMitzvah? So that is the Rambam that we've quoted often, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, where the Rambam says the word kishem. The Rambam says in the first parak, kishem, just like shemivarchin al ha-hana'a, kach mivarchin al kol mitzvah, u-mitzvah yachar kach yase osa. Just like a person makes a birchas hana'a, a bracha ananin, so too the Rambam says you have to make a birchas mitzvah. And then do it. And then the Rambam says there's also a birchas shevach. Ubrachas rabos tiknu chachamim, derach shevach vahodaya. Many brachas chachamim were misakin to say as praise and thanks, v'derach bakasha, k'de lizkar es habore tamid. Avavich lo nenev lo asa mitzvah. To always remember Hashem. Right? Even if we're not doing a mitzvah and we're not eating, Chazal want us to remember Hashem. So throughout the day, we're making brachas. Asher yatzar, and osim asei brachos, and all other experiences that we have. So the Rambam links them. Meaning a Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir. How is a Birchas HaMitzvah also a matir? If it's just like Birchas HaNenin, you have to do, not only does he link them, he links them regarding this halacha of over lasiyasan, which is our sugya. Right? Just like you have to make the Birchas HaNenin before I eat, drink, or smell, so do I have to make the Birchas HaMitzvah before I perform the mitzvah. So what is the connection? So there is a Ramban. The Ramban, quote, the Ramban, the Rav Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov, in the beginning of Klal Yud Aleph, quotes the Ramban that every mitzvah gives you a spiritual hana'a. So it's also a Birchas Hananin. Fascinating. That's the, just like you have to make a bracha on physical pleasure, you have to make a bracha on spiritual pleasure. And therefore, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel here, quotes this from the Ramban, based on a Tosefta, right? First to read the language of the Tosefta. Hanenim in olam hazeh klum below bracha. If somebody gets benefit from this world without a bracha, ma'al ad sheyatiru lo kol hamitzvos. That's the language of the Tosefta. Until the mitzvos become mutter to you. So it sounds like we're quoting the matir idea by mitzvos also. Says the Lekach Tov. So do if I get spiritual benefit from a mitzvah. Gam kein hamater shalohu ach berchaz mitzvah. That's the berchaz mitzvah. V'zeh shomer shayatiru lo kol mitzvah. V'zeh shalomar to berchaz mitzvah shayatiru lo kol mitzvah. V'kol achas mi berchaz mitzvah tatiras mitzvah asher aleha hi ne'ameris. Right, that's the berchaz mitzvah. So you might say, what do you mean? Mitzvah slav nehanu sinu. Right, the Gemara tells us, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, mitzvahs aren't there for their benefit. Right, so what do you mean, the Berachas HaMitzvah? This is a real lumdus, drush. So he says, he goes into, it could be that mitzvahs al v'henos etnu means that we don't recognize it, that you have to, shouldn't do the mitzvah for that reason, and it's not legally recognizable in that sense. Like, if I'm mutar hana from someone, I'm allowed to use their lulav to do the mitzvah. But it could be that there is spiritual benefit in a certain a deeper sense, and therefore you have to make a bracha to matir it. Okay, and he goes back and forth relating this to this sugya. So he takes it very, very literally. There's a spiritual benefit, and one needs to matir that spiritual benefit. Good. But the Rav Soloveitchik did not go that path, right? That there's a spiritual benefit. He thought it is a matir, like the Rambam says, the kashem. But he understood it in a different way. Again, that we've mentioned this in the past also, and that is in general, not that there's hana'a based on the mitzvah, that you don't need a matir for the spiritual hana'a. But Rav Soloveitchik said, who are we to try to think that we're going to, you know, blow a ram's horn, shake a palm branch, put on a piece of clothing with a couple strings on it, and that's going to bring me close to the infinite. That's going to connect me with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are we to presume that we, finite ants on the blip of the universe, are going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a relationship with Him? Who are we to presume that we're able to do that? Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's what needs the matir. Once I recognize that Hashem told me to do this, if I recognize the mitzvah, that He told me to do the mitzvah, that's the matir to allow me to do the mitzvah. Not the matir on the hana from the mitzvah, but the matir to be allowed to do the mitzvah. That's Rav Soloveitchik's approach to the matir of the Rambam. Again, just like there's a physical benefit that I have to be matir, so too there is a spiritual license that I need to buy into, and if I don't get it, then you know, who am I to do it? So again, what about all the brachas that the mitzvahs don't have brachas? So there are technical reasons for that. Chazal did not institute it. Again, it's all on a derabanan level. All brachas are brachas and mitzvahs derabanan, generally. But that is the number two. Rav Lichtenstein says in one of his articles on Maseches Psachim. So he says, well, maybe it's similar to the, I think we might have mentioned this in a recent shiur. Remember that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, making Birchas HaMitzvah is Daraisa, based on the Hekish to Torah. Just like Torah needs a bracha, so too mitzvahs need a bracha. Just like Torah, so too mitzvahs. Meaning Pashas, Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. That's the simple understanding based on the Gemara and Brachas. Daf Chafalef, and the Yerushalmi seems to say Beferish, Kishem Hashem Akra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, when I call out the name of Hashem, and Torah is the name of Hashem on a deeper level, Havu Godel Elokeinu, so just like Torah needs a bracha, so too mitzvot need a bracha. And Rav Lichtenstein said, well, why does Torah need a bracha? I think he relates this to Rav Soloveitchik's idea, but not exactly the same. That's a separate big topic. I think we've had shiurim about that before, the nature of Birchas HaTorah, but he just quotes the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in the Brisker Rav on the Rambam, who says that what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? It's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a regular Birchas HaShevach. But it is a bracha on Torah. It's a bracha on Chefza Shel Torah, as is described. And that means that whenever we come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, we have a requirement to acknowledge that experience and recognize that the Torah is Dvar Hashem. Torah Tu'una Bracha. That's the language of the Reb Chaim. The Birchas HaTorah ain't a bracha al kiyum a mitzvah shel Talmud Torah, rak hu did b'fnei atzma the Torah boi bracha. Imkein, ein ze din sheshayach la mitzvah klal. It's not related to the mitzvah of learning. It's just related to the chefs of Torah. That's why women make the bracha. One of the reasons, right? Even though there might be pturas per se from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but they come in contact with Torah. And again, there are many nafkaminas related to this. So says Rav Lichtenstein. So maybe that's the parallel, but of the Yerushalmi. Just like Torah needs a bracha because you're coming in contact with Torah, which is the Chefzer Shel Torah, which is the Dvar Hashem. So two mitzvos, we're coming in contact with the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that relates also to either a separate idea or of Soloveitchik's idea that he mentioned. So again, according to the Rambam, this all makes beautiful sense. What about the Arzarua? So the Arzarua rejects this whole thing. Because he says you can make the bracha afterwards. You can't be a matir if it's afterwards. So again, he might say there are two aspects. He might reject everything. He might say brachas mitzvah is just shevach, and therefore you can do it afterwards. But he also agrees that lechatchila should be over lasiyason, right? He agrees to the Gemara. So probably what you have to say is the Arzura believes there's two aspects to every brachas mitzvah. There's a matir aspect, right, which has to be done beforehand, and then there's a shevach aspect, praising Hashem. And you're right, you should try to get both aspects, which is done beforehand. But if not, if I didn't make it beforehand, I could be do it afterwards and just have it as Shevach. Just to end, you can't have a shiur about this without mentioning the Ritva. So just to mention the Ritva, to finish off, the Ritva in Maseches Pesachim, Adav Zayin, says, what's a Birchas HaMitzvah? What's the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah? Says the Ritva has two pages on Birchas HaMitzvah, which everybody has on that daf. But at the end, he says, why do you make the bracha of over lasiyasan? Kadesh is kadesh tchila bebracha, v'yegale v'yodia, shu osa osa mebnei mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. That's the Ritva talking. I make the bracha beforehand, so I let it be known. I announce to everyone that I'm doing this act, l'shma, l'shem mitzvah Hashem. V'od, ki abrachas me'avodas hanefesh, V'roi lahaktim avodas hanefesh, l'mala shi avodas haguf. L'maisa shi avodas haguf. The bracha is the avodas hanefesh, and the maisa mitzvah is the avodas haguf. So I have to try to do the spiritual avoda before I do the physical avoda. And that's why the Ritva says, you should make the bracha, that's the nature of the bracha, the mitzvah, make it before it. It's a spiritual preparation for every mitzvah that we do. And that's why we make it beforehand. Again, there's a lot more to talk about. Those two lines of the Ritva, what do they represent? But we'll leave that for now, and we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.